This is WSKG News. Part of the debate over Republican tax plans in Congress has been a limit to the state and local tax, or SALT deduction. The SALT deduction allows taxpayers to offset the burden of state and local taxes by deducting them on their federal return. It's been a sticking point in New York. 7 of the state's 9 Republican members of Congress want to keep the deduction, as do Governor Cuomo and other state Democratic leaders. The deduction has been around in some form for more than a century. It protects against double taxation. That's when a single source of revenue is taxed twice, like your income, being taxed at both the state and federal level. Under the deduction, people can claim real estate taxes, personal property taxes, like a car or a boat, plus either income or sales taxes on their deduction. Frank Sammartino is a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center. He says SALT only applies to people who itemize their deduction.
So most people claim a standard deduction. Only about 30% of taxpayers actually itemize their deductions. And virtually all taxpayers who itemize claim the deduction for state and local taxes.
Sammartino says the deduction tends to benefit wealthier people because the more money you make, the more likely you are to itemize your deduction. But he adds that in high tax states like New York, more middle class taxpayers are likely to benefit from SALT. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.